It's Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles.
Locally created, nationally celebrated, from the Northwest to the Southeast, this is America's Car Radio Show. If it has a throttle, we'll feature it on air, online, on mobile, or on smart speaker. This is Our Auto Expert. Half of Our Auto Expert is in Nashville right now. Mike Quiddell. Mike, there's some big news that's happened this week in Nashville. The fact is that Nissan has asked some of its workers to take a bit of a break.
This is becoming a routine, isn't it, for us guys?
Right, being on the show.
Week, on the radio.
Absolutely.
Hanging out. I'm liking this.
Awesome.
Big news. Big news the latter part of this week. Nissan sent an announcement out to its entire U.S. staff that they're going to furlough the entire U.S. group the first 2 days of the new year without pay. And it's because sales are declining. So they're working to make some market adjustments for it. So definitely kind of some, it was a big news week. I know we're always talking about shiny cars and fun things that we're doing, but I think as we ramp into the holiday season and get towards Christmas, everyone's trying to make adjustments as we move into the new year. So the first 2 days right into the new year, Nissan, which includes Infiniti, will obviously furlough off its entire U.S. Entire U.S. employee staff for those first 2 days to just cut some costs.
Do you think this paints a poor picture? Is this something that really should be a red flag, or is it something that it's just a wise financial decision?
Well, auto sales as a whole, if you just look at the entire industry, they're not up. They're really kind of running flatline right now. And I think it just is an indication that on the Nissan side that they're making smart adjustments. They don't want to fall into the issue that Ford Motor Company and General Motors fell into a few years back with the bankruptcy situation. So I think they're trying to make some market adjustments. I think 2 days of a work furlough, in as much as it hurts those that are working for the company, I think it's a necessary thing that needs to be done to hopefully make some adjustments as they go into the new year.
It's, to me, you know, Nissan has had some rocky things happen this year. The Carlos Gomez scandal, him imprisoned in Japan, a few other little bits and pieces. They've had some great new product coming out, like the 2020 Titan, the new Versa, the new Sentra. They're all things that are going to help the company. But it seems like despite having some solid new product, they're still waning a little bit, where the rest of the industry, looking at some of the sales figures, everyone seems to be doing much better than expected. We were expected to be somewhere around 6.5 million cars sold in 2019. It looks like now we're back on track to be the same sales figures as last year, somewhere around 17 million. But Nissan seemed to be not faring as well as the rest of the industry.
Yeah, and they need to bring some new... I mean, the bottom line is you need to bring some slightly newer vehicles to market with some new nameplates on them. It's hard to compete when Ford Motor Company comes out with a Ford Mach-E, shows off an incredible new vehicle at an auto show. The Titan is new for the brand, but if you are a hardcore truck enthusiast, you have to evaluate other trucks on the market. They're still going with that 5.6-liter motor, and then they obviously announced they're going to do away with the diesel. So there's just some interesting trends, but I won't throw it all on Nissan this week. There was a lot of crazy news happening in the auto industry. I mean, if we look at Mitsubishi, this was the last week for the team in California to be on board there. They're actually moving here to Tennessee. They're partially owned by Nissan, so Mitsubishi is going to be here. And then the 10 Group, which stands for the Enthusiast Network, is the owner of a ton of automotive buff books, print publications, and they announced this week that they will no longer offer 19 of their on-paper magazines. So Four Wheel and Off-Road, a big publication, Automobile, Hot Rod, and then, of course, Truck Trend being the biggest one. Super Street, Super Chevy, all these publications are going away and away from print and moving towards digital. So just a week of really interesting news in the auto industry.
I think that's almost been long expected now, because the only time I really see magazines being sold is on in airport convenience stores as you board a plane, where a lot of people are buying car magazines there. But I'm not seeing magazines, even if you go into doctor's offices, magazines there sometimes are sort of, 6 months old. They're not, it's not the place where you used to find the magazine. So we already know that print has been waning in some forms or other, being reconstituted. I know that a lot of car companies or companies that are what we call buff books have been changing their magazines. They used to do monthly magazines. Now they're changing them to special editions. They'll do a special muscle car version. The paper's thicker. There's a lot more in the magazine, but you might only see that sort of version coming out once every 6 months. Special editions are becoming the bigger thing rather than these sort of monthly magazines that you would buy on subscription. And so I'm not super surprised to see some of these going away. But do you think that these companies, they have a lot of crossover, Motor Trend and Automobile and all of these things do a lot of the same stuff, slightly different writing styles. Do you think that they're all going to culminate in one website, or they're still going to keep the individual 19 websites going?
No, they'll start to consolidate, and then they'll continue offering more digital footprints. So if you look at Motor Trend is massive. And I mean, their footprint on digital alone, and, we both share with a mutual friend, Sean Holman, who is the editor-in-chief of Truck Trend, and, his digital footprint just continues to grow with his podcast. And we're going to continue to see the trend towards digital content in the industry. It's just the way of the world. And frankly, I enjoy it. Reading magazines is fun. It's what you and I grew up on. But it's pretty cool to be able to look at five different reviews within 15 minutes online. I'll share some shiny fun news announced this week. Ford Motor Company came out, and they're going to be making their headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan, pet-friendly. And it's to attract new talent to the company. So you and I talked about the Ford Mach-E. We came off the LA Auto Show. It's new. It's fresh. It's different. And to attract top talent, they're finding that the younger generation of those coming into the industry, they're upward mobile. They want less time behind a desk. They want to be surrounded by their furry friends. And so kind of a fun little story with Ford Motor Company to bring a little bit of brightness to the industry.
It was one of our most, looked at stories this week when we posted it on social media. And I think it's a great story too. And seeing my friends who work for Ford in the office with their dogs was kind of cool. But I think subliminally, what it tells us is a completely different message, is that the people that are changing the industry, the people that are forming the industry, the people that have the knowledge to move the industry forward, are all dog lovers, and that should be the big message there.
They are dog lovers. I'll share an interesting, and I will not share a name for confidentiality purposes, but I went to an event last year, and I was at an event, and they were showcasing a new vehicle, and their setup, the entrance, the feel, the whole entire program was amazing. And I looked at and talked to this person that was on one of the teams, and I said, man, you have got to love cars to be able to pull an event like this off. And this person turned to me and said, I actually don't really care about cars, but I care about branding, and I care about marketing, and I care about finding the right person for our vehicles. And it was just kind of a telltale to me that the people that were in the industry years ago that loved cars don't necessarily love cars. They love lifestyle. With lifestyle come dogs.
Yep. Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right.
My boss brings their dog to work every day.
And it makes the office change. Although it's hard, and Mike, you will know this as we run out of time here running up to news, but you'll know this. I sit in my office every day trying to type, and every 3 minutes I get an elbow under, a nose under the elbow with a bone in it going, come on play. And I know you have a Labrador too. You probably get the same thing.
I do. I sent you that picture text. You and I are traversing the country this last week, and I sent you the picture of my dog sitting on the front porch. Here in the South, we have these cool front porches, and His body was on the front porch. His head was leaning inside the front door, looking for the next person to come play with him. So our dogs are our lives.
Mike Cadell, OurAutoExpert.com is where you can see his video. His GT500 video is up there. Check that out. Coming up, we still have Anton Wallman on Our Auto Expert.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is on the way.